Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Governor Charlie Baker has declared a state of emergency to help communities clean up after the nor'easter. Coastal areas were damaged from punishing waves, high tides, strong winds, and driving rains. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports people in Marshfield are trying to get back to a normal routine despite a widespread power outage, flooded areas, and extensive damage.
A Marshfield police car blocks Dyke Road, turning vehicles away as waters rapidly flow from Green Harbor into the low-lying street. Soon, even the police have to move back as the third high tide flood of the storm surged with surprising speed. Dennis Kapolis drove here from his home in Plymouth. Frustrated, he put his truck in reverse.
I'm here to check my boat, and rumor had it that the bilge pumps were pumping water out of the boat while it was sitting on the ground.
Then what are you going
to
do then?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back later once we're allowed to go through and check it out.
It was 2 months ago that another nor'easter ripped through here. The icy rain and snow were worse back then, the waves a little higher, but the winds of Storm Riley were a lot stronger. Dennis Tebow manages two properties in Marshfield. Between the first and second of the three high tides of this storm, Tebow tried to protect his properties.
We had to reboard up all the windows because actually ripped the plywood right off the windows that we boarded up. So we've been just trying to just keep up with it, and it's tough. So we're getting the last boards up while the waves are hitting us. We're just trying to roll with it, you know?
Steve Bartlett stands at a picture window at the Green Harbor Yacht Club and looks out across the water. In the distance, you can see a beach and Brant Rock. It's the site of the first wireless radio broadcast, and nearby is Steve Bartlett's home. It's surrounded by water. He evacuated early.
I know that it happens every storm surge, so I knew my car would be, you know, flooded, and this is the second time this year.
So why do you keep living there?
Who wants to buy the house?
Along Beach Street, where Cape Cod Bay and Boston Bay meet, sightseers and homeowners walk through the storm surge for a closer look at the scene and damage.
How's the water?
It's freezing.
Sadie Murphy is from Pembroke.
The water's so cold.
Why'd you go in?
We wanted to see the beach, but I turned around because my feet got cold.
We're alive, that's all. That's the good thing.
Trish Duty came to Marshfield to see how her friend's home survived the storm. It was surrounded by water. Duty lives in nearby Duxbury. Her home is on the beach right next to a seawall. It was no match for this storm.
The structure's there still. The porches are gone. The deck's gone. The inside's wiped out.
Duty says as soon as she can, she'll rebuild her home on the beach.
Why do you live there?
Because I inherited the house from my grandparents, and it's absolutely beautiful, 3 months a year.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
This morning, the state is reporting 55% of Marshfield is without power. In Scituate, only 15% of utility customers have working electricity. Just 6% have power in Cohasset. On Cape Cod, every town has outages. Emergency shelters are open in Falmouth, Hyannis, and Harwich for people who lost heat in their homes.